Welcome back to Musings of a Book Collector. Tonight's episode, I would like to discuss the famous classic, the Ramban al HaTorah. Now, we just began a new cycle of Shnayim Mikrei HaTargum. We're a few weeks in, and I was looking for something new to talk about, a new sefer, and the plan was there would be a brief episode about this new sefer. As usual, I fell deep into a rabbit hole. And tonight I'll discuss the classic of the Ramban and various aspects relating to it, and some new works, old works, etc. This episode is dedicated to Rabbi Moshe Hauer, who exemplified the words of Reb Chaim Volozhiner as quoted by his son, Reb Yitzchak Volozhiner, in the Hakdamot HaNefesh HaChayim. V'kai hoya devarai elei tamid, shezek kol adam loy la'atzmi nivra, rak lohoy la'achrini kichol ha'shiyimtze b'kai chelasis. Now, how did I come to this rabbit hole? So the story goes like this. Before Yontif of Sukkos, I saw that the Karen Pnei Moshe was printed by Michon Ali Zayit. So I reached out to them to see what was added to this Karen Pnei Moshe, because I owned a copy of the Karen Pnei Moshe from many years ago. So I wanted to know what was done in the new version. Did they have new Isafis? Okay. So this is from Moshe Grinitz. So they told me that there were some additions. They told me what it was. Fine, we'll mention it later on. And so I wasn't sure if I was going to buy it. Then came Yontif. I was getting closer to Yontif. As an addict, I went to this farm store one last time to see if there was any last-minute arrivals to buy. Instead, I opened up this new Karen Pnei Moshe, caved in and bought this item as part of my fascination of the Ramban al HaTorah. After Yontif, when I was thinking which Chumash work to talk about, so I said, you know what, let me do a short podcast about this work, Karen Pnei Moshe. And as they say, the rest is history. So really, general remarks are necessary about Chumash and Nach that have been neglected for centuries on different levels and for different reasons. But today, that is not going to be the scope. My goal is just to kill many birds at once, as the expression goes. A new sefer, Chumash, Ramban, and Shnayim Mikrei HaTargum is in the early parts. We're in the early phases of that. So now the Ramban, everyone knows, the dates are supposedly from 1194 till 1267. So he lives a nice long life. And anyone knows anything about the Ramban is that he's one of the most important, prolific Rishonim. He's leaving behind so many classics in so many areas. He's one of our greatest Rishonim. This particular work, Al HaTorah, is so important on many levels, as I will touch on today. He wrote so much on each and every genre, and yet it's fascinating is that so little is known about him. Example, who his parents were, how many children he had, exactly when he did what, even where he was, his Rabbeim, even when we know some information about possibly some of the Rabbeim, when did he exactly learn by them, who were his Rabbeim in Kabbalah. Now, so this is one such, these are topics that people that work on the Ramban, and there's a lot of work done on the Ramban, deal with. But even such basic things as his date of birth, which for centuries has been accepted to be 1194, has been recently been re-examined by Simcha Emanuel in a beautiful article of his on the Ramban, published in his beautiful work, Ateres Akenim. I highly recommend this work from Simcha Emanuel in general. Now, so when you think about the Ramban, it's very apropos, the famous Yerushalmi, Ein oisin nefashis letzadikim, divreyem hein zichreinim. The Ramban's Torah that he left behind, this is what we have, and this has been studied throughout generations. Now, to mention briefly a few things, a passage that I saw, and when I learned to say for, and I see it all the time when I review the Sefer Keseder, but it's quoted by everyone. It's not a fancy marmakam, but just it's always worth to say, to put in perspective about the Ramban. The great Reb Yitzchak Kampanton, in his classic work, Darkei HaTalmud, says, "Ubechidushi Ramban zal tzorich at la'ayin bi'iyun dak heitiv," looking at it very carefully, "Uleshtadel ulahitzi letzamtim kol l'shoyne binin, sheloy yishak boidover umiyutor afilo ois achas." not to think there's nothing extra. Ki kol dvarav hein b'mishkal u'b'mispar u'b'mido. And then he goes on, l'stakel mehechim maschel liburi v'al izol loshen me'a mishnah gemar miyasta l'roi somehi b'efshel askum wakam acher. And then he goes on to talk about it. But the point is, the Ramban, as Rabitzin Kampanton already points out, you have to be ma'ayin and be very carefully what he has to say. The Chida, who, after quoting this passage of Rav Kampanton, says, Mishom yira ma'ayin kamu omku dvar of hanoyrim. Kitzer, great words are said about the Ramban. Now, Ramban, so much has been written about him over the years. Many years ago, a book came out, a sefer came out, which we'll mention soon. And at that time, I decided I want to collect and make a listing, a bibliographical listing of all the materials about the Ramban. I started, got very far, but I never finished it. And hopefully I will. But today, I want to just pay back some of my choiv that I took upon myself then to talk a little bit about the Ramban, but with a main focus is the Ramban al HaTorah. Of course, a work that I'm fond of always quoting is the Chida, so one has to read the Chida on Shem HaGdoilim, has fascinating information about the Ramban. And there's always new discoveries and new books. There's multiple works about the Ramban. A book that I'm fond of that came out in recent years from Oded Yisraeli, Reb Moshe Ben Nachman, a very valuable book. And as I said, there's always discoveries, new things, old things over the years about him. In 1972, they found a seal of his, archaeological discovery, which was published, a beautiful small little booklet from with Yishaya Shachar writing up all about it. So they found archaeological discovery of him when he of something remaining from when he was living in Eretz Yisrael. And Lamashal, if you look in the new book from Oded Yisraeli, he has in his introduction, he gives a nice summation of a lot of the literature that's written about Ramban, the different aspects. So kedai to look over there. I believe recently, I think it's about to come out, or it did come out already in English, an English translation. Tashma, Professor Yisrael Tashma, in his book on Parshanut HaTalmud Chelek Beis, has a very nice chapter about Ramban. And what's significant is, to point out, is Professor Tashma was a ish of Talmud. He knew how to learn, a proper Torah learning skills. So he appreciated the Ramban for the greatness that he was as a great Talmudist. As a matter of fact, in the article over there, he points out, sort of making fun, I would say, that a lot of the academic literature is devoted to the Ramban and Kabbalah. Until today, a lot of literature is devoted to the Ramban and Kabbalah. Not that it's not important, but when you talk about the Ramban and how much he wrote, and he was one of the greatest parshanim in Talmud, and the rest of the work on Chumash, which is most of it has nothing to do with Kabbalah, it's fascinating to see how much has been spent on the Kabbalah aspects. The Tashma, he said this years ago, times have changed, more work has been done on the other aspects, but there's still, as they say, there's still what to do. Okay, now, what's Shan the Ramban? What's the great Hashivas of the Ramban, to put it in a sentence or two? Very hard to. I'm not even going to attempt. But already way back in 1968, Professor Shraga Avramson, who also was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a Lutfisha trained Talmud Chacham before he became an academic, so he gave a lecture about the Ramban and eventually was included in his work where he published the Klolim of the Ramban. So he says, "Im anachnu mistaklim b'yitzirasei shel Ramban, anachnu royim shekoleles es kol sugi halacha shenagis lemaisa, bein b'chuber svarim yuchadim b'kfiyas halacha, bein b'pirush halacha, ay b'pisrin shelis chadash shenesayru yitzirasei shnei chilak." It has everything. Yitzirus hashleimu pirush v'yitzir letzerich hamakom v'asha achil kaparshani koil kemuvanas hapirush lemikra uletalmud. And then he has a whole bunch of different fascinating, interesting insight. Not only that, but the Ramban was prolific, and we have today a lot of his Torah, maybe all, we don't know. But there still is, and there always was, works that were miyuchas to him. Some have been proven to be forgeries. Marshal Gershon Shalom was Isaac in this and others. And even more recently, a work that something relating to the Ramban, relating to Siddur, there was a very nice article from Rabbi Chaim Ashkenazi in the Hamayan, issue 253, about this. Ois Vahadar, in their Ramban al HaTorah, they want to publish something new, so they publish some type of work that they claim is from the Ramban. Okay. Now, the Ramban al HaTorah already, the Arizal, in Sefer Kavanos, it's brought down, it says, Vegam bir Ramban al HaTorah, amuk ma'oid, vu Sefer Gadol ha'erech, and it's not pashut to understand it, ki dvarv stumim ma'oid. Okay. Now, just one other interesting quote about this, and the rest will come out through the rest of this year, is back in 2011, a extremely interesting book came out, which I don't know how often such a thing happens, that before the book came out, it was already sold out. And that was a book called Mevakshe Panecha. This was Sichos interviews with Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein, and they were conducted by Rabbi Chaim Sabato. So the significance is, it wasn't Stam, a newspaper reporter who might even have Shaychus and learned in Yeshiva. Here we have a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a Rosh Yeshiva in his own right, Rabbi Chaim Sabato, for interviewing Reb Aaron Lichtenstein, all different things. Fascinating book, and eventually it was translated into English. One of the sections I found very interesting was how he was asked by Sabato pretty much who was his favorite gadol, who would he like to meet when getting into the Olam Elyon. So he replied, the Ramban, and he set out to explain why. And it's kedai to read, but just one quote in the course of the conversation, he said, he was basically making fun, in the Olam Yeshivas, they learn, someone might say that I learned Chumash and Rashi, because it says Shnayim Mekevachet Targum. It's nice you talk about the Ramban, but I'm not going to spend time. It's good to know there was a Yid Ramban, but for me, I'd rather spend time in the Ksais and the Nesivas. What would you say to him? So Rabbi Lichtenstein said, "Ladam kazani muchal lomir bepem mali, beli Ramban ala Torah, ein zechur bahaskala zehu bur beseichel." Powerful language, and in general, in this whole interview, in this section, he talks about what the Ramban meant for him and why he's so important. But we don't need it. Just not. I'm just throwing out there because this is musings of a book collector, so we like to throw out about all types of books and different Maramakimis to make it interesting. But we'll see plenty of others into the Ramban, and we'll try to even put some aspects of what the uniqueness of the Ramban altar is. Lamaisa, throughout the generations, people learned to sefer. But again, it was more like yechidim. And this has to do with, probably, similar with Chumash. It was not learned be'iyum properly in many circles. And the mashal currently today, I would say, I feel, as far as I know, the yeshiva world does not spend enough time learning Chumash B'Iyun, even a little bit on a daily basis, 15-20 minutes would be helpful. Chumash Rashi, Ramban, I forever have Hakaras HaToiv to my Rebbe, Rabbi Licht, the ninth grade. We had a Seder to learn Chumash officially B'Iyun, and he would try to learn with us the Ramban and try to give it in that Seder. Learn inside, sometimes learn inside, outside, important Rambans, but the point is it should continue throughout the years, and we'll see why soon. Now, if the Ramban, who was one of the Gedali Rishonim, he spent so much time in this work, as it's obvious, it's clear that it's an important thing to do. It's important to learn Chumash, and it's important to learn these Inyanim properly. Without getting into the whole sugya of this, but Ashkafas Achayim could be learned from this Chibur. And today there's many debates, always what's considered Pshat, Pshut Yishal Mikra, how to learn Chumash in Yanam of Emuna. And if this work was learned properly in a yeshiva setting, B'Iyun, just like you learn Ramban and Shas, and you spend, like Rabbi Yitzchak Kampanton, to be Medayik and very carefully, and you learn the works on Chumash, and you had the training with a Magid Shir going through with you, it would be very, very helpful. That's my opinion, but take it with a grain of salt, as they say. This is musing of a book collector. Nothing more than that. Now, Rav Shlomo Roth, great Goyin, Galatiano Goyin, so he was asked to create a curriculum for what he what would be the proper svarim to be learned in yeshiva cycle. And it's an incredible, incredible curriculum. I've mentioned it a bunch of times in the past, and Avad Etz Kedai one day, Amir Tashem, I hope to like have a in-depth episode or two just to explain all the different things, the svarim that he felt that people need to read. But it's interesting is that different ages was different things. So Chumash, in his curriculum, Ramban was definitely a part of it. The Ilma Musar, just to be mitzayin, the Ramban was very important. Just if you look at the great work from Rabbi Avram Gluzinski, Torah Savra, how many times he quotes the Ramban, and it builds off of it. An incredible work, Sichus Musar from Chaim Shmulevitz. One could see how important the Ramban is. It's a bit not only is Rashi about the Pasha that it's how important it is. Ramban is also like Kilu part of the basics that one needs to know. Interesting, I came across the Chafetz Chaim's son, what it says about his father, the Chafetz Chaim, what did he do on Shabbos? He didn't learn Bi'iyun. It's his own discussion probably behind what that is, why that is so, but he would learn Bi'iyun, Chumash, Rashi, and Ramban. And even in our days, I just recently came across the letters between Rabbi Dov Landau and Chaim Kanievsky, way back in 1959, one of the earliest letters was what it was about, back and forth about a Ramban al HaTorah. So people, the big people, they talk to learn Ramban al HaTorah. They did learn Ramban al HaTorah. Now the truth is, Ramban al HaTorah, and through this episode we'll see more about this, it's very hard to learn. So one needs different tools or methods or, I guess for lack of a better word, cheating svarim to learn this. When I was younger, not that I'm that old, but when I was young, I remember, and that will be a limud zchus for the Hamayin Am, why we taka didn't learn Ramban, is because there weren't so many ways to be able to learn the Shver Sefer. There were ways, but as we'll see, but not enough. But Harba Shluchim L'Makayim, and Hashem Yisbarach has changed the playing field today. Today, if one goes up to the Olam Elyon, I feel that they're not going to have such a good excuse why they didn't learn Ramban. In Hebrew, there are multiple new editions out there. In English, one has to give great Akar Satoiv to the Art Scroll. Put out 7 volumes, excellent edition, very useful to help someone get somewhere in the understanding of Ramban. I came across in Hebrew, there are Parsha, there was a, you know, everyone has their Gilyon, a Parsha Gilyon, and every week someone else comes up with a new idea with a Parsha Gilyon. One Parsha Gilyon, it went on for a few years, maybe it still goes on, but was devoted to the Ramban, strictly to the Ramban al HaTorah. So there's a lot of work if one wants to understand Ramban al HaTorah. There's a work in English, a fascinating work al HaTorah, 3 volumes. It's Rabbi Yonatan Kolach. So it's called Masters of the Word. Volume 3 is devoted, one of the sections is devoted to the Ramban in English, and it's excellent. And reading it will give someone the historical background to the Ramban and a lot of the themes of the Ramban's writings with samples and specific case studies of those samples that he claims to see in the Ramban in English. So, again, you lose your excuses as more and more of these works become available. There's a book I came across at one point, someone in Ramat Beit Shemesh wrote this, Yad HaEmuna by Rabbi Saperstein, where he takes the Yesoidus and Emuna and Avoida, putting together from the Ramban and his all his writings, focusing originally from the Ramban al HaTorah themes, and this is over 500 pages, also a very nice work. So let's say you want to know about the Ramban, about Eretz Yisrael. So he has a whole big section, 7 prakim about it. In Yonim of Ma'us HaAdam, Tachlis HaBriya, all different famous questions that the Ramban deals with throughout his writings. So you have another such sefer with the Ramban. There's another sefer that's very famous in the yeshiva world, and that is, it's called Tziyunim L'Inyanim Be'amuno V'Yesoidus Hadas B'Perish Ramban Al HaTorah. This was put out by Rabbi Yerachmiel Fried, the famous author of Yom Tov Sheni Kilchasai. So he went and took on the various parshas, the famous Rambans that are relating to Inyanim of Emuna, and Yesoidus Hadas, to make it easier, because one does not necessarily have time to learn all the Rambans. Okay. So the point is that there's a lot to read, both in Hebrew, both in English. There's his father has a Ramban, this guy has a Ramban, that guy's a Ramban. There's a lot of works in the Ramban. There's a Leiv Tzion from Rav Lapiansky, the famous Rav Lapiansky, his brother in Eretz Yisrael, put out on the Ramban. And there's many, many works on the Ramban that all, each one, in their own way, could help you with the Ramban. One other academic work to throw out there for tonight is from Professor Mordechai Cohen, The Rules of Pshat. And here he puts into perspective, dealing with the earlier works on Pshat, the approaches of the Rambam, the Ibn Ezra, Rashi, and various Bat Midrashim, and he has a whole chapter on the Ramban also. So you get to see in perspective of all the different Mahalchim of the Rishayim before him also. There's even a diyun I came across as I was learning through the sugyo. I always wondered this, and then I saw in a recent sefer on Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum called Sukkas Chayim. He has a diyun if maybe it could be Yaitza Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum with the Ramban. He brings a machlokes. Okay. Now, throughout the generations did they learn Ramban? So it's clear in the times of Rishayim they definitely did. We see how from after the Ramban how it's quoted all the time. We see the Rishayim handling in it. L'mashal, the Rajbas. First of all, the Ramban is the Rebbe of the Rajba and the next generation of all the various different Gedolim. So if one looks in the Drashas Rabbi Yeshua ben Shua, the Talmud of the Rajba, so you can see how much the Ramban is quoted. So the Ramban is definitely gets his fair share quoting in the Rishayim time. We could also say this, it's obvious that it was very popular from the amount, the numerous Kisvei Yad of the Ramban, which is usually a sure sign, of a telltale sign that the work was very popular. Fast forward to the Tkufas, to the Achroinim. So we know that in the times of the Ramah, Marshal, they gave Shiurim and Chumash in their yeshivas. How much did they spend with the Ramban, I do not know. But Chumash was a subject learnt in these yeshivas. But what I could say is that in the classic work from Rav Lezer Ashkenazi, Ma'is Hashem, he's mamish done harbeh, a lot into the words of the Ramban. One could see in his Agdam, and going through the work, you could see how often he quotes the Ramban. Now, another work that deals with the Ramban a lot is the Mizrahi. Deals with the Ramban. And recently, there's been a doctorate that was published about the Ramban, Ziyachas, and the Ramban in the Mizrahi and the Ramban as a case study taking the whole Chumash Bereishis. Okay. Going a little further in the early generations after Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, we know we have the great Chibur of the Taz on Rashi, Divrei David, opening it up and looking inside. It's clear these were his Shiurim on that he gave to his Talmidim, and the Ramban is quoted Kiseder in this work. And I know what I'm always fond of quoting, the Magen Avram is very fond of the Ramban. He was expert of Ramban Bechlal. He quotes Ramban al Torah also, and especially if you look in his Zeis Ranon. And in other works of the Ramban, Bechlal also were quoted heavily by the Magen Avram. That was available for him. I came across a very nice quote in the Yosef Eimetz, who I've quoted also numerous times in the past, Ben Dairi of the Shlo. He was on his Bezdin. So he says, Gam yesh lumay midei Shabbos shabbat b'chol yimei yashvu v'perish Rashi al ha-seder. And then he says, and you should go matzasi shabashana achas yomer Rashi v'shana acheres Ramban v'shana shlishis b'chai. So to pick and learn different mafarshim, which is actually a good etza, to go through the whole Ramban every year, and this is after going through Rashi, especially if you're going, it's not easy, it takes a lot of time, so you change it up, as they say. Fine. Fast forward to the two, what I'm fond of always talking about is Yeshivas V'alojin. So Amir Tzashem, I hope to take in an episode that will be behind the paywall in the next week or two, to talk about the Chumashir that went on in V'alojin, especially the Netziv. But the already Reb Chaim V'alojiner gave shir in the city on a daily basis. Reb Yitzchak V'alojiner gave shir in yeshiva, and the Netziv was mamshech that shir. He talks about in his Akdama that the Hamek Dover is the shiurim that he gave, that he was zoicha to say over to those that went. Not everyone went, trust me. Just like today, people, it's a busha to go to the Rosh Yeshiva shir in Chumash. And even though it was the Netziv, but not always do people realize, and they have charata afterwards. And one of the perushim that he was fond of using, and he went through, and he quotes already in Hagdama, was Ramban. So we see already in V'alojin there was some type of connection to the Ramban. Obviously, learning Chumash has to do with the Gra Bechlal. So, fine. Now, but was there any Mesaira particularly about the Ramban in the Beis Medrash of the Gra, besides what I'm quoting from the Netziv? So, in the Keser Roish, according to a nusach from Rabbi Yosef Salant, he says, "V'aloi mirashi b'chumash b'loi Ramban, k'loi megemara imrashi b'loi Tosfos." So, al pi pashtus, it means that you should be learning Ramban. So, looking at the great Talmidim of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, such as the Nachas David and his incredible drushes, which is a lot to say about that, one could see how the Ramban is quoted Kiseder. The great Goyin of Volozhin, also I always talk about him, Talmudic of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, Mishkan Yankev, one will see that already his son writes in Hagdama to his work, Helis Yaakov, that how his father would learn Ramban al Torah, always. And if one checks, I did, the Mishkan is Yankov and the Kel is Yankov, you'll see that he quotes the Ramban often. And we'll get back to this shortly. So it's learned in Volozhin. Another Volozhiner that we'll talk more about very soon is Ramartcha Gimpel Yafi, Talmud Muvik by Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner. He also put out a work. He didn't publish it, but he wrote Ha'aris on the Ramban and was published in the 1950s called Tchelis Mordechai. And we'll spend a lot of time discussing it. Now, what's interesting is, in his work, he got a hold of the Ramban al Torah that was by the Mishkanes Yankov. And throughout the work of Tchelis Mordechai, besides having Ramartcha Gimpel's own Torah, we have dozens of Ha'aris on the Mishkanes Yankov on the Ramban published by Ramartcha Gimpel Yafi in his notes on the side. So we see definitely in the Olam HaVolozhin that the work, the Torah of the Ramban was studied. Are there other Batei Midrashim schools of thought that were into the Ramban? So the answer is very, very famous. The Chasam Sofer was very, very into learning the Ramban. Already in his, if we go backwards and we mention his Tzava, he talks about that the Tzava that was heavily studied and everything. So over there already he says, make sure to learn Rashi and Ramban. Okay. Now, it's not just in his Tzava, but Chassam Sofer, lots and lots has been written about the Chassam Sofer and collected about the Chassam Sofer. So there's a Sefer called Minhagei Rabbi Seinu Ali Chaseim of Rabbeinu Chassam Sofer, published by Akiva Menachem Sofer. Excellent work on the Chassam Sofer and his Minhagim and Talmidim and collections of all different things. So there he has a whole big arichos about the Chassam Sofer and the Chassam Sofer's connection with the Ramban, how he gave shir to his Talmidim. And we're just going to quote two different things from there. So this is, originally I came across it in the incredible collection called Zecharinus and Masarius al-Chassam Sofer, published by Benjamin Hamburger. So in the section from the Talmud al-Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yaakov Hirsch Halevi Yaivitz, in his work Mar Deror, he talks about the Chassam Sofer and the Ramban, he gives shir on it. V'hayarala, in every week, Brashi Ramban midei Shavu b'Shavua, v'hayarala v'hamaisa me'oisim bachar mashaloi bo l'limud hayakar hazeh. And then he goes on and says, I'm skipping a little. Shechavivin lehagel saper dvar meilu yoisim lulim l'toyv l'man yishmu v'yor v'yomul me'avar al ha'asil l'vayt l'toyva. Bekitzer, he was very into it, that the Olim should come to the Shiurim, and they collect also over here in this Minhagim Ve'alichos, Minhagim Rabbi Seinu, other passages of different Nakudis of the Ramban in the Beis Medrash of the Chassam Sofer. That was very important. Okay, so that's the Chassam Sofer, but there's more than that. And this is probably one of the most, when it comes to the talking about the Ramban, the Chashivas, the Ramban, part of this Chassam Sofer is quoted Keseder by everyone. I don't know how many people actually took the time and bothered to look it up inside, but there's a famous tshuva of the Chassam Sofer in Likutei Tshuva Simen Samach Aleph. He's asked a few things, and it seems that someone wanted to publish the Ramban al-Tayr without the Pesukim. I guess it's cheaper, especially in those days. Money was a very big concern. Every word that you publish cost a lot of money. And he said the reason why this person was asking him about it, he wanted the Chiddushim of the Ramban. Why? From the Chassam Sefer, because he knows Ya'isik in the Sefer, B'chol Shavua im Talmidov. So maybe he could publish it. And he said he did not think it's a good idea to publish the Sefer in such a format, befrat because it goes a lot on Rashi, on the Targum. Anyone who opens up the Targum, the Ramban, more than a few passages, you'll see that's obvious. You need to have a Targum in front of you. You need to have the Rashi in front of you. And really, Be'etzem, some just doesn't talk about over here, but you need to have the Ibn Ezra in front of you, as when you learn the Hagdama, the Chassam Sefer, he talks about how Rashi and the Ibn Ezra are the ones that he handles a ton about. And then he says, Lemaisa, when he's talking about Bechlal, Afila Talmud Chacham Einum Reitzin Layim Bav, Lo Yimtza Echa Be'ir, Habaki Boy, Be'emes HaSefer HaZeh, and this is the passage, Hu Yisoyid Emuna V'Shoyrish Hadas Lani Estaiti, U'Kol Shkein HaMoinim SheKatzir Yadu Me'asik Boy. And, okay. And then he goes on to talk about how, Chassam Sefer, and this Tshuva talks about how he, Taka gave shir about it all the time, and he has little notes about it, and he wrote up about it. And, but Kitzer, this passage of the Chassam Sefer is always quoted, and the Chassam Sefer Kiyadua was, he practiced what he preached. He gave shir on Ramban to his Talmidim, so not only did he just say it, but he really did it. Not only did he say it's such an important work, he felt it so important, and he made sure to teach it to his Talmidim. For my Bar Mitzvah present, I got my Ramban al Torah from one of my favorite Abayim, was a Yid, Rabbi Yaakov Kapel Halivi Berlovsky, Yeshiva Eschayim Berlin. So he got me a Ramban, the Shvel edition, which we'll talk about shortly, and he wrote inside. It was very nice. He always used to give these beautiful inscriptions with his beautiful handwriting. So he wrote, Tiske Ledabek Betoris Ramban Ashahu Yisoyid Ha'amun of Adas Kais, which is based on this famous Chassam Sefer. Now, there's other things that happen rather than that Tshuva is the Chassam Sefer, not for now, but the point is, we're already seeing the Chassam Sefer, the Chashivas of the Ramban al Torah. And he's saying that in his time, people did not really learn it. Now, as I said, Remar Gimpel Yafi, he went ahead and learned the Biyun. And we'll connect the dots between Remar Gimpel Yafi and the Chassam Sefer shortly. Now, so I said, what sparked me to get into doing this episode? What sparked me was this new edition of the Kerem Pnei Moshe. So before we get into talk about the Kerem Pnei Moshe, I want to step back and follow the advice of the Baal Kerem Pnei Moshe, because he says something in his introduction about this, a work on the Ramban al Torah. And that is the Tchelis Mordechai of Remar Gimpel Yafi. He says very important work. He says that it's published. I'm going to say briefly in a minute or two. I'm going to explain more about how it's published. But he says it should be published in a way that it's written mostly shorthanded, so it's the points that he's sending you, the marmakimus he's sending you, should be published in a full edition to make it easier for people to understand what it is that Remar Gimpel Yafi wants from these various marmakimus. And he himself, when he worked on the Ramban, he did do that when he was learning the Ramban al Torah. He made sure to do that. Okay. So, sometimes, through looking at a work, and you look at it very carefully, a lot suddenly emerges. So to backtrack, there's a Yid Remar Gimpel Yafi. I've already said he's a Talmud of Elazhin. He's born in 1820, he dies in 1891. Who is he? Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Yitzchak Valazhiner. His father was a Talmud Muvak by Rabbi Chaim Valazhiner. He's Valazhin through and through. He's one of the G'dayli Litta. Of course, today people don't really know all the big names of the G'dayli Litta, but in those days, back in his lifetime, he was one of the real G'dayli Litta. A nice collection of material about him can be found already in the two-volume work on Litta, which sadly is not easy to find and was not continued due to lack of funds. It was called Rabbi Seyn Shebegoyla. Rabbi Tam Henkin, Hashem Yinkam Damai, was Isaac in him a lot. And in articles that he published both in Hebrew and more recently was translated into English, in the work called Studies in Halacha and Rabbinic History, some of it's been published over there, about Rav Marta Gimple Yaffe. For example, the work Mili Da'avis from Yitzhak Valozhin, one of the Kisvei Yad that it's based on, is from the notes of Rav Marta Gimple Yaffe. For example, the Steichemed, when he wanted to get a, who was he being Meyayitz from, advice about how he should go about publishing his work and different ideas, was the Yid Remartel, one of the main people behind that was advising him, was Remartel Gimple Yaffe. Now, his son-in-law, he had two chashuva son-in-laws. One was my hero, one of my heroes, or as people like to make fun of me, I have so many heroes. So that hero was Rabbi Yosef Zachari Stern. He's the son-in-law of Remartel Gimple Yaffe. And then he had another son-in-law, another very chashuva yid. That yid was named Ritzvi Hirsch HaKoyin Valk, Rav of Pinsk. So many years ago, when I read the Rabbi Seyn Shebegoyla, they had a picture that there's a work written by this Rav Valk about his father, Rav Marta Gimple Yaffe, called Tcheles Mordechai. I was so eager, always wondering when it's going to come out, and then finally, Mechon Yerushalayim publishes it in 2004. You could be sure, as soon as I found out that it came out, I made sure to get a copy. And in here is a beautiful work all about his shver, Rav Marta Gimple Yaffe. It's 30-something pages. Incredible. Incredible stuff, what's going on here. And Mirtz Hashem, I hope to devote one or two episodes about him. I don't know yet when, but I will. And the tragic story of Rav Marta Gimple Yaffe is the same tragic story of numerous G'daylim. They wrote a vast amount of Torah in their lifetimes. They were Rabbanim, they have tshuvas. And they, for whatever reasons, they couldn't go, they didn't have time or the luxury to go publish it. It wasn't easy to publish in those days. Not only was it expensive, but it was a big avaida. So a lot of his work got destroyed, lost, fires and stuff like that. And judging from the few materials that we do have, it's extremely sad what we lost. In materials of his that were published after his death by his son, we already see him saying, him writing that the Ramban is very important. And he tells his son in a letter that make sure to Talmud HaSeder, Chumashim Rashi V'Ramban K'Seder. Make sure to learn Rashi and Ramban. In the Rav Valk, who also says that he throughout the work a few times talks about the Ramban and how the Ramban was important for his shver. He talks about that his shver had notes on the Ramban al HaTorah, on the side of his Ramban al HaTorah, and hopefully it should get published. Okay. And Rav Valk, when he talks about the Ksavim of his shver, he says there's lots of amazing stuff. And also he hopes to take upon himself to publish some of the stuff. Okay. The fact is that sadly, Rav Valk dies young. Nothing happens from Mitzar Rav Valk. But descendants of Rav Marta Gimple end up bringing the Chumash to Eretz Yisrael. And it survives, as opposed to most of the other stuff that did not survive. And a einikel of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Valk, Taka gets it over to Yerushalayim, gets to the great Rav Baruch Schneerson, and he publishes this work. Now, what's this work? What exactly was it? It wasn't like a notebook of Ha'aris on the Ramban, but it was actually his Ramban ala Taira. And he had notes, a lot of shorthand notes, which we'll describe shortly. And then he had papers, which were longer pieces that are also found in this chibur. And he put it together. I would love to see the manuscript. I don't know if it still exists. I imagine it still does. I wish I could see the manuscript. But now, Ramartcha Gimpel, I said he was into the Ramban, but in his lifetime, he didn't publish all that much. One of the things he did publish was notes to the Medrash Shachar Taif in 1865. In his work, his notes, these notes that are available, one could see him quoting the Ramban Kisein. We see an ish that's holding a Ramban al Tair. Okay, he's holding a Ramban al Tair. But what's this Tchelis Mordechai that, if we go with the advice of the Kerem Pnei Moshe, and we'll get to what the Chashivas of the Kerem Pnei Moshe is shortly, hold on. What is it so unique in the Sefer Tchelis Mordechai? So I decided, let me take a look, a deep dive into the Sefer. I didn't see anyone that discusses the Tchelis Mordechai Be'arichos, so I decided, you know, Makom Sheinish. So, here is, in brief, what I discovered. It seems that he was working on it for a long time, because some of the works that he's quoting are published in the 1870s, such as the Nesin Lager. If you look through this work, one could get a great understanding how one should go about learning the Ramban. And this is what Baal Kerem Pnei Moshe saw, and this is what I'm going to elaborate on. But first, a brief word about the Ramban al Torah. What's so amazing about the Ramban al Torah? The answer is very simple. Everything is happening in this work. He deals literally with everything. He deals with Chazal, Midrashim. Rashi already does. He goes further. He checks up to stuff. With remarkable Bakiyas, including Yerushalmi. He was an expert, not like most Rishonim that might not have even seen a Yerushalmi. He's into the text. And the Pashup Shat, or what he calls Pashup Shat, he's into Unkelis. Ibn Ezra, his interest, his relationship with that is interesting. Rashi and Pshat. The Rambam. Rambam Amar Nevuchim. And then, Avada is a section of Kabbalah. There are themes. Famous theme, Ma'is Avasim Labanim. He handles the sugis of Avos Kodesh Matan Torah, Eretz Yisrael, the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, and all different types of things. It's obvious after one spends a few minutes learning a few different pieces of Ramban why it became one of the all-time Jewish classics. Now, we go to the next step. The Tchelis Mordechai. Ramartcha Gimpel, who is, as I said, a goyin of a literature goyin. So first, in order to fully appreciate the Ramban, one has to be a Talmudist. What I mean, a Talmudist, a lamdan, a person that's holding and learning. Of course, one could gain from different aspects of the Ramban without being a Talmudic scholar. That's why people that are Oisik, and not all of them are Talmudic scholars, and they could be Oisik on certain aspects of the Ramban because there's so much happening. So in this work, Tchelis Mordechai, we see as follows. First of all, the Sefer has an Etaira on the Chumash, the Pesukim, on Rashi, Unkelus, but the main focus is on the Ramban. So let's deep dive into the Ramban. So as I said, the Ramban had a remarkable Bekiyas in Chazal. But when you learn Ramban, and you have to understand, when Ramartcha Gimpel Yafi was learning Ramban, there was no Shvel edition, or any of the Yisvahad edition, or art scroll, that tells you when he says the Pasuk is, or when he says, Kamoisha Kasafti, somewhere else. Where? So he, Keseder will tell you that, if he's referring to a Medrash. Chazal, Ramartcha Gimpel Yafi, Litvisha trained, Valojna Talmud, obviously, so all these things, as I said, you could see from his Ha'aris on Medrash Tehillim and other different things. He was a Yidah Ish Yedea Chazal backwards and forwards, so he throws you all that out. He throws you those type of marmukas. Okay. To understand, this is before AI, this is before the computer, etc., etc. Fine. Seder. Nice. Seder. Ramban is Isaac Alad and Unkelus. Does he deal with that? He definitely does. He looks at Keseder, Bishaya Picker, Bishaya Berlin's work, Mina Targima, the Nesina Lagar from Rav Adler, and others. Rashi. So as I said, that's another important focal point in the Ramban, so much so that a work came out just recently, the Ramban and Perish Rashi, from the great expert on Rashi, Moshe Philip, called Ramban al Perish Rashi, Bir Shitas HaRamban BePerish Rashi al Pi Parshanei Rashi VaRamban, a massive work. So there's a lot happening on that aspect in the Ramban. So Rav Marcel Gimpel deep dives into that. He deals with the Mizrahi, but he's also familiar. Gerari Lamashal, Divrei David, Shem Ephraim, and others. Ibn Ezra. One opens up the Hagdama of the Ramban already. We see the Ramban spells out that he's going to have a relationship in this Sefer with Ibn Ezra. What he means with that is beyond the scope of today, but I refer you to Bernard Septimus's excellent article, which I'll be more than happy to send. Bechlal, it's an excellent article on the Ramban al Torah. Incredible article. But he also deals with Barichos, what the Ramban wanted with Ibn Ezra. But the point is, here's a Yid that knows Ibn Ezra, deals with that. Rambam. So there's Rambam's Negein, Yad HaZaka, there's Rambam's Emar Nevuchim. Amar Tzach Gimpel Yafi is Metzayin to all this, and adds to the conversation about this. Rambam's in Sefer HaMitzvahs that are related, possibly. Of course, this gets us to just throw out there which Emar Nevuchim and the Rambam, the Ramban, which Emar Nevuchim did he have? Did he understand Arabic? If he did understand Arabic, how well did he understand Arabic? Look in the work I quoted earlier from Oded Yisraeli and others, or Chaim Heller already talks about this in an article. Interestingly enough, I was pretty surprised, is that Rav Marcel Gimpel Yafi was not aware, or he does not appear to be aware of in these notes, of the work Sefer Zikaron, and I'll explain to you what I mean. In 1869, a publication in one of the Jewish publications, the Levana, and I believe it was it's advertising that's going to come out from a manuscript, the Sefer Zikaron on the Ramban. What is this work? So this work is from the Ritva. It's already mentioned in the Arba Kinyanim from the Talmud of the Ritva that my Rebbe wrote on the various hasagas of the Ramban. On the Rambam, Mashal famous about Karbanus in the beginning of Ayikra, but a lot of other such. So the Ritva goes out of his way to defend it, and this is its a fascinating own story. And it was already published in that time. The Netziv was excited when it was going to come out, and that time he wrote a whole article about handling a Rambam and Ramban. Not for now, but anyway, the point is, came out in those years, so it's surprising where Martel Gimpel, who as we'll soon see shortly, had a very nice farm collection, did not have this work. Or maybe he did, and there's more materials of his that we don't have relating to this chibur. As I said, it was notes and papers attached, so it could be some of the papers got lost, very possible. Lamaisa, when you're talking about the Sefer Zikaron, we refer you to the edition of Rav Kalman Kahana, and in his introduction deals with all different aspects relating to the Sefer Zikaron of the Ritva and the Ramban. Now, one extremely, extremely important fact when one learns Ramban is the Magbilot to his other works. Ein l'davar seif. Just like we know there's a famous concept when one learns, Torah zanim b'makam echer, ashir b'makam acher, in the Ramban, this cannot be more negeh. The Ramban keseder, sometimes he tells you he's referring you to places, but many times he doesn't even tell you, but if you know Ramban, and you know the complete literature of Ramban, which is a crazy amount of material, it's remarkable what you could see. So already then, Rav Marcel Gimpel Yafi, he's the first to actually put down on paper. Again, it takes time till it's published, many years after he dies, or more than 50 years after he dies. But in a vast bakiyas of Ramban al HaTorah, he's constantly throwing at you, oh, for this Ramban, make sure you see this Ramban, make sure you see this Ramban. That's one point. That's why the Keren Pnei Moshe says it's a shame, because a lot of times you might see a note in the Teilas Mordechai, you're going to be lazy, you're not going to go look up what it says, but if you go look it up, it's gold what it says. But not only that, the Ramban wrote, as he began all in the beginning, beyond prolific, so is Chiburim, such as Shahar Gamul, Teilas Adam, Chidush Shaman Shasam, Munabit Tachin, his Chuvis, his Zaharis, and Sefer HaMitzvahs. All this plays a role in the Ramban and more. Remarked Gimpel with his vast bakias, stells to numerous pieces of Ramban from all different writings of the Ramban and how it helps us one understand Ramban. So much so that Oded Yisraeli says that a fascinating way how to bust Ziyufim in the Ramban is this way, because Ramban, it's known he elaborates and adds different things based on his other writings. So if a work doesn't have anything or doesn't send you to the Ramban and other places, it's a somewhat of a sign that there might be something to suspect over here. Anyway, after one important work in the Ramban in general, that the Ramban wrote, which plays a very important role in the Ramban al-Tayr, is the Tayr's Hashem Tmima. So although this was out in the time of Amar Tchagimpel, did not come across him quoting it. Now, there are stiris in Ramban, like other things. Stiris can be between a Ramban and Chumash and his Chedushim. So this is also its own story, just to mention out there, as one of my heroes, Rav Daderis, in Chuvas Man Elio, Simon Tess, says, based on your ha'ara that you have between a stir between the Ramban and Melchamas, the Perush al Taira, I would say it's not such a big deal. Perush, the Perush al Taira, Lufi Pashte at Taira, the Enoi Stira Klal, the Yosmizan Roy Tamid, the Devar Vazal, Shenoite Gami Diver, Abisina Tanoim, Vamaron, Belchus Hamuris, Ach Pashtun Shaksum Lechul, the Drashis Valachas Lechul. Umakol Shakane, Ain Latmoyam, Mohamois of Natamidartoi, the Perush at Taira. And then he says we find this between the Rambam, Lamashal, between Sefer HaMitzvahs and Yarchazaka and Perush HaMishnah. So don't make such a big deal about it. Now, however, and over here we'll just point out that there's still a wealth of halachodika materials in the Ramban al Taira. So it just means if you find a stira, okay, it's not the end of the world. But as a whole, the work, and this we'll see shortly with the Karen Pnei Maish a little bit more about that. Now, this is Kabbalah, well above my pay grade, but this too, Ramar Tchagimpel, already Ramban in the fascinating introduction of his at the end, talks about that he's going to mention Kabbalah and talk about Kabbalah a little bit. So Ramar Tchagimpel does give you some Makairis for the Kabbalah aspects of the Ramban. Just to throw out there, in recent years, Meiser of Cook has published works of Rishonim, early works of Rishonim that were devoted to the Kabbalah aspects. The person behind this project and getting it going and encouraging, and my guess is also financially, and working on it himself, he has a tremendous chiba on the Ramban, is this Rabbi Shua Sternbuch. So he helped get it going and being published by Meiser of Cook, the work of the various Rishonim on the Kabbalah aspects of the Ramban. And as a side, the Tchelis Mordechai was republished with some other works by Mechon Yerushalayim. Also, he gets the credit, this Rabbi Shua Sternbuch, so he gets a lot of credit for helping with the Ramban's materials, with the materials about the Ramban being published in recent years. Now, just to throw out here, when talking about Kabbalah, there's a very interesting chapter from Professor Daniel Abrams in his work, Kabbalistic Manuscripts and Textual Theory. Also, relating to the Ramban and Kabbalah and the works on Kabbalah, could I to see that also. In recent years, Avot Shalom published from Meir Paparish his Chibur Torah Or, which is on the Ramban and Kabbalah. Okay, now, so Kabbalah is another nekuda that's dealt with in the Tchelis Mordechai. Is anything else that's dealt with in the Tchelis Mordechai? The answer is, there's other perushim on the Ramban. So, the Rabbeinu Bechai, it's known, is a perish on the Ramban, but this I did not find all that much mentioning in the notes from Ramar Tchagimpel, but is an early work from 1525, published a few times from Rabbi Babuav, Talmud of Rav Kampanton, Chida is already mitzayin to this, and the Knesset HaGdolah, in a passage in his Tshuvas Bo Yibchai, says, "Umin ha-makubal etzleinu sh-Ramban b'perish etfer devar v'meduk dokin, k'may sh-tir l-Rababuav sh-ayis aloy al-diver Ramban pilpul m'daktik dvar k'may sh-betayis is-chamur," which is obviously going in the, based on the earlier quote of his Rebbe Rav Kampanton, which says it about Ramban and Chedushim. And later on, we find the Mashal the Sefer Korzav on the Ramban. He got the Ravuav and uses it. And the Tiv Yerushalayim says, which is a more current work on the Ramban al Taira, he says that he learned from the way Ravuav is medayik in the Ramban. That's how he designed his parish, even in places, copying that style, even in places where Ravuav does not have a comment. So, But Lamashal, the Rabbi Abu of Pirish, also Tchelis Mordechai was aware of and made use of. Another factor, which is as we're getting closer, is an extremely important factor, is the nusach of the Ramban. So this too, Rabbi Moshe Gimple was conscious about this. He did not have manuscripts, but he was aware of, and had just recently been published in his lifetime, the Torah LaTorah. And the Torah LaTorah, we must step back. Everyone knows there's a work, Balaturim, Gematrius, fascinating Gematrius. But people do not, are not, most people are not aware of that. It was really part of a greater work, which is a work Ala Torah, which was based off the Ramban, as he says in the Agdama, but he strips out the Kabbalah aspects of the Ramban. And there we find a lot of times a proper Nusach in the Ramban, Diuk in the Ramban, sometimes he argues in the Ramban. And it was only, and in recent years one could get a very nice edition of it. As a matter of fact, people have, some people who feel they're overwhelmed by the Ramban, a starting place that I was told years ago by one of my rabbeim is learn Torah. If you don't have time to learn the Ramban al-Tayr, start with the Torah al-Tayr, because the Torah al-Tayr will get you into it. It's a good introduction, so to speak. So it helps, A, for the Pshat in the Ramban, and also for the Nusach of Ramban. Throughout the work, Ramar Taglim Polyafi and Tchelis Mordechai uses this work. He had other works of Ramban, other editions of the Ramban. So even though he didn't have manuscripts, but he had other editions. Interesting Maramakam. So in the Hesped on him, so Rav Pinus, brother of the famous Rav Yechiel Michal Pinus, who was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Gimple Yaffe, so he says is that Rav Moshe Gimple had a massive library of 4,000 Svarim. 4,000 Svarim in those days was a very, very ganz fine library. Personally, even today, if you have a 4,000 Svarim library, you could also have a ganz fine library, especially if you know it. But in a piece where it comes up a Rambam and a Gansa Dion, if there's a Toys in the Rambam, the Chibur Mein Chachma, Ramar Tal Gimple brings, talks about if it's a mistake, and then he refers you to a newspaper article in Levanoin, two different articles, and then he has an article of the Duke Seifrim, another one of my heroes, that has a comment about if there's a Toys in the Rambam. So then he says, Shuv zichani Hashem yizbarach shemoy liknois Rambam v'netze shin yud. And over there we see v'chaser shom tevas gazis. So we see he had a ganz fine library. He was even buying antiques in those days. He had, just as an indication, besides, I'm not going to bore you with all the svarim that was in his library, a lot of fascinating svarim in his library, but the Sefer Shulta Yibayrim, which we dealt with in our episode on the svarim on the Mishkan, so he had that Sefer, which was considered pretty rare. He quotes that on that. So bottom line is that he was aware of going through the Ramban, that the Nusach is important, make sure to use the Torah, and what he had in those days, today we call it using manuscripts. So he didn't have manuscripts, but he was able to do what he had to do. Okay, going through the rest of the work, we see, as I mentioned earlier already, he has tons of Ha'aras of the Mishkan Yankiv, he has Torah from Ruchaim Volozhiner, he quotes the Beer of Mendelssohn, which is its own discussion, which we'll get to in the episode of Alojin and Learning Chumash Deer. And he brings tons of Achroinim on the Ramban, when they handle it, Sharkis Aryeh, many times the Chassam Sofer, who we already said is very into the Ramban. So he quotes numerous Tshuvas and Chassam Sofer. And just to throw out there, one other work that he quotes a few times is a lot of times the Ramban plays a role in the Ksivas Shem Hashem, if it's a Shem Chol or Shem Kodesh. So one of the classic works on this subject is written by the Tshuva Me'ahava, where there's a fleckless Melech HaKodesh. So a lot of times the Ramban is brought as a Raya, how the Ramban learns up if that, about a Shem Hashem, how he explains it. So Rav Moshe Gimple will talk about it, and sometimes he's Metzayin to the Melech HaKodesh, so it plays a role in Hilchas Safras also. So this that he brings the Chassam Sofer, I promise I'll get back to it, and this will is as follows. Rav Moshe Gimple Yaffe was very fond of the Chassam Sofer. And Revalk in the Sefer Keser Kuna says that the reason was, and what I found fascinating is earlier in the beginning of the episode, I quoted a passage from Reb Chaim Volozhiner that he used to tell his son, Reb Yitzchak Volozhiner, that was, so Ramarth Gimple Yaffe, Ish Valojin, who Talmud Muvaka Ritz Valojin, felt that some cipher was par excellence in this Nakuda. So he is Meirich about this, Reb Valk in the Hagdama, that this is his Shver, was into the Chassam Sofer, this Prat especially, and we could see this in the writings of the Chassam Sofer also, especially in the fascinating Hagdama, Kedai to learn. Very incredible stuff going on over there. And this Yisai comes out also in the writings of Chassam Sofer. So Pashut, not only out the chiba that he had with the Ramban Bechlal, but his chiba of quoting Chassam Sofer, and he quotes numerous times Ayin and the Tshuvas of the Chassam Sofer for this piece, for that piece. And this goes into something that I've already discussed a few times about if Kedai Leilita were into the Chassam Sofer, and my conclusion is that they were. And here's yet another Gadol that was very into the Chassam Sofer. Okay, so now, Rav Marcel Gimple began this work probably early on, and he continued this, probably adding materials throughout his lifetime. And even though he didn't publish it, but luckily in the 1950s it was published. And the point is, when you look very carefully at this work, you see the proper way to go through the Ramban, to be aware of all these different issues and aware of all these different kalim. And today there's obviously much more kalim to all these nekudas. I said, the Ramban and Rashi, what comes out in that story. So not only is there the Mizrahi, I said, there's this Moshe Philip work just came out last year. And there's much, much more going on. Now, were there other achronim that wrote about the Ramban? Just to mention briefly, There's a work called Oil Moshe from Rabbi Katzenellenbeugen. This came out in 1878, but he didn't get all that far. His father was a Talmud Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He only publishes on Bereshis. He also wrote a Tshuva Sefer Oil Moshe. There's a whole fascinating bibliographical story with that Tshuva Sefer, not for now. Another work is Kesef Mezukok. He also points in his Agdama, the Kesef Mezukok, that there's a lot of printing mistakes in the Ramban and needs help, and he tried to fix it. He for that he used the tour, which I said Rav Marcel Gimple was also into. He also has fascinating horrors of Meharik, which are now published in the Mechon Meiser, sorry, the Meiser of Cook edition in the back from Shvel, from Reb Shvel. And Mechon Yerushalayim published from this Rosh Termuch was behind this project. They published the Tchelis Mordechai of Rav Marcel Gimple with the Kesef Mezukok and the Ramei Arik Saaris were published, and a work called Kur Zahav, which we'll talk about in a second. Now, one of the significant things is for the Rav Marcel Gimple's Pirish is that they bring you down the whole quote. So if he's bringing down a Ramban and a Schieber, I'm going to be talking, they bring you down the whole quote so you could see what it is Rav Marcel Gimple wanted and how it could help you understand this particular piece in the Ramban. So this was something that in the Baal Kerem Pnei Moshe wanted people, someone to do it, and his wish was eventually Mekuyim. Now, another work was the Kur Zahav. He's also early work in the 1930s, I believe it's published, 1920s, 30s. And he has Eskamas from Rav Kook, the Tepelka Rav, Rav Zashinsky. It seems originally he was a rich person. He found out about Abuov's Pirish. He felt it's not enough. He knew about the Kesef Mezukok and also El Maisha. He also makes corrections based on the Tor. And he got a hold of the rear edition of one of the earliest printings, at Tfus Libson, and felt that that early edition has valuable Nuschais for the Ramban, and he used that in his work. Okay, so these are some of the Achrayim that deal with the Ramban. So now the question is, does the story stop here with the Ramban? So anyone who knows anything knows that the story doesn't even not come close. Because what about manuscripts? And the answer is, all these people, they didn't have manuscripts. Manuscripts wasn't so easy. Now, Rav Leiter, the great Goyin, in his Tshuvas Beis David Simen Kuf Chav Tes, in a tshuva written in 1915, says, V'yadua dekama te'usim nitvesu b'yitzas Ramban sh'loi nimtzu b'tfusim ha'kaydun, and he hopes, yimtza goyil l'nakai says divrei Ramban k'moy shematza Rashi ala Torah b'achacham Dr. Berliner. Just like Rashi and Dr. Berliner, who checked many manuscripts, hopefully will be Zeicha, that some will come based on the manuscripts to deal with the Ramban. Interestingly enough, a few years later, two Yidden, tremendous Talmid Chachamim, in the U.S. started working on them the same time around, to backtrack. In 1852, and then a little bit later on, Moritz Steinschneider, the great bibliographer, discovered that there were several manuscripts of the Ramban that had numerous additions at the end of the work. But he wasn't sure who authored them. A Talmud, maybe? Ramban? Who knows? Fast forward many years later, one of these important letters, which handles the sugya of what a shekel is, updating the Ramban, what he writes in Chumash. So a Yid, a great Talmud Chacham, or Menachem Eisenstadt, published in the Talpiot Journal in 1950, based on a few manuscripts of the Ramban, these updates, and he published an excellent introduction elaborating on the background about this letter and its importance. In writing the Encyclopedia Talmudis, Rabbi Yonah Marzbach got a hold of this through Kalman Kahana, and he wrote to Menachem Eisenstadt that he liked it a lot. Okay. Kitzer, Rav Eisenstadt was not just working on this Nakuda with the Ramban, he was working on the Ramban Bechlal, and in 1958 he begins publishing his edition of the Ramban al Torah with a parish called Zichron Yitzchak. It has notes throughout, and he points out the various editions he found, highlighted in the manuscripts, and sadly he never completed his work and only came out on Bereshis, two parts, and eventually is put into one volume. What does he do? He deals with manuscripts, parallels in Ramban, which already the Chelis Mordechai is doing, and the Achronim that deal with it. So, very, very valuable notes. He also is a fan of the Lisbon edition of the Ramban. Similar, Rav Lapiansky says in his Lev Tzion that he finds that there's some valuable pieces of Nuschois found over there, okay? Highlights to this, Sefer Zichron Yitzchak, Bechlal, is excellent work on the Ramban, has great Haskamas, Marshal Isri Yesh, Lubavitcher Chereba, he had ties with great Gedolim, Litvish Gedolim. And Rav Dava Kohn was zeicha to learn Ramban with him and writes up a nice page or two about Rav Eisenstadt in here. For Kabbalah, he does have also some very nice Marmakaimis. He had in his time Rav Yitzchak de Menachal, which we today do have, but he had it in a manuscript. He's been signed to that and some other materials. And and he also thinks he was zeicha to have from, he had an early edition of the Ramban from the Ger Rebbe's library, who I've spoken about in the past. The Ger Rebbe had an incredible Sfarim library. Okay. But this is not the only person that was zeicha on the Ramban. And any conversation about the Ramban al Torah, we owe tons of Akaris HaToiv to Reb Chaim Dov Shvel. I don't know how many editions have been published, but it's well over 25 editions by Meiser of Cook. This edition, the Sefer, has been published. I would say this is the most widely spread edition that exists out there. And it helped thousands of people learn Ramban, even a few pieces, if they not necessarily learned the whole Ramban, but it helped them understand it. And not only does he get a Karas HaToyif for publishing the Ramban al HaTorah, but he goes ahead afterwards and continues publishing the Kisvei Ramban, and the Tshuvas Ramban, and all the different works of the Ramban. Also, Meister Gok publishes that, and also very, very valuable. We have to have tremendous Karas HaToyif for him. But furthermore, in understanding the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bechai is very important. He gets credit because he published Rabbeinu Bechai. He publishes Zakat HaKemach. He publishes the Chinuch, which also has dealings with the Ramban. He publishes the Divrei David on Rashi. He writes a book about the Ramban. So this Yid gets, before anything, tons of Akaris HaTayif. What does he do in his work? So he also uses the manuscripts. He has a lengthier commentary on the bottom based on various Achronim, Ha'aris, Shein Ha'aris. And the middle section is cross-references and brief ha'aris, cross-references to the other writings of Ramban, which Rabbi Shvel was a tremendous expert. As I said, he's the man that published all the works into two volumes of the Ramban. So in general, criticism is always easy to give, and people today like to give criticism to Rav Shvel. I feel that it's not right. We have to understand what he did and what the working conditions were at his time. The Ramban was a remarkable, complex work. Getting manuscripts were not so easy. No one published the cross-referencing and the Makbilot to his other works. He did all this himself, including working on all other works there on Ban, as I mentioned. Rashi, he puts out a critical edition of Rashi also. He gets tremendous credit for that. The Taz, Rabbeinu Bechai. Today, with working with manuscripts has never been easier. With a click of a few buttons, you have it on your computer. Yes, you have to learn how to read the manuscript, but you could have it in those days. And then you have to get the sources and break your head how to read it. Now, in the Hagdama, excellent Hagdama, he lays out a lot of the people that he looked at, he saw, that handled with the Ramban, that he tries to bring the materials. Bottom line, I would describe Rav Shvel as he was a machine, how he was able to do it. It's remarkable what he was able to produce with no computers or search engines. Today, of course, we know much more about the manuscripts, we know there's much more manuscripts, it's easier for us to work, but it's all being built off of him. So I'm not going to get involved with the criticisms of him, and even the Karen Pnei Moshe points to possible plagiarism of the Tchelis Mordechai. I'm not going to get into it. If he used it enough, or if he used it at all, or if he should have given more credit, He gets tons of credit for what he did do, and that's that. In 2013 and then 2022, they reissue it. Professors Ofer and Sabato, Professor Sabato, he was the first to work on it, but then Yosef Ofer and Professor Jacobs, they worked on the Ramban, going through dozens of manuscripts of the Ramban, and they discovered that there are hundreds of additions and corrections by the Ramban himself, found in over 50 manuscripts of the Ramban. And they show the whole story behind it, and this is something that we're not going to discuss today, but the point is that the manuscripts of the Ramban ended up showing us, and we could learn from it, tons. And this work that was published back in 2013 and again in 2022 is incredible for those that are want to take the Ramban, what I call high tech, and to see what the Ramban added. Lamashul, he came to Eretz Yisrael, new pieces of information came to light, new understandings for him and stuff like that. And he changed his mind on certain things, and what's going on behind that, that's a different discussion. But the point is that we are mapping out from Ramartel Gimpel Yafi and the various Achronim until Madur Soshvel and the Zichron Yitzchak how to learn Ramban. And that is that you have to understand, you have to be focused on learning the Chazals that it's based on, if it's a Rashi, if it's a Ben Ezra, a Rambam, look it up, look inside, learn the Torah. And these Sfarim are amazing tools to help one learn it. Okay. So now we get to what caused me, what sparked me to learn, to talk about this whole thing, and that is the Keren Pnei Moshe. So we jump to the Keren Pnei Moshe, and that is as follows. Volume 1 of the Keren Pnei Moshe came out a bunch of years ago, and then a Volume 2 came out, I believe, in 2000. And those two volumes have a lot of material about Ramban. And then now, a few weeks ago, came out a new edition, over 600 pages, of the Keren Pnei Moshe. So this Yid, Moshe Greenis, was a tremendous mechanech, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And Reb David Cohen wrote a beautiful appreciation about him, because he was zeichet to have a very close kesher with him. They spoke on the phone often. They had many letters back and forth, which it seems he gave to the family to use. And he knew a lot. He was a tremendous Baal Kishrin. And Reb David Cohen writes up about him. It seems he was a manal in Chaim Berlin. And one of the things Reb David Cohen highlights about him was that he was a major mechadish. And not only was he a major mechadish, he was able to bring it to life. I actually spoke to some people that knew him. He was a full of life person, and he was able to make a very geschmack. It sounds like he was a Mordechai Mechanech also. So he was a major Talmud Chacham, and bottom line is the Ramban gets on his radar screen, and through a course of numerous letters with his children, he ends up writing many, many letters discussing the various Rambans al Torah. I think it says in the introduction that he discusses Ha'aris and over 400 different Ha'aris in the Ramban. And he never thought it was a work between him and his kids talking and learning when they were in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, they would send Ha'aris on Shabbos when he would learn. He says already the Ramban at the end of his Hakdama would say how Talmidim would learn on Shabbos and Yom Tov Chumash. So this is sort of what was done. So that's what he did. But it wasn't with the intent of publishing a Sefer. Slowly, I guess he decided to. And then he publishes it. And then again, then they publish a Volume 2 of his materials. There's also other materials not relating to Ramban al Torah that's found in the Keren Pnei Moshe Chelik Beis. So now, it's been a long time. I would say almost 25 years or 25 years already since it's been last published. So they decide to publish it. And what they do is they get new materials from him, more letters of conversations, and they add it into the right place. And they publish the work, Mechon Ali Zayis, they do a beautiful job. So what they did was they pulled out throughout his work. The work is very into Ramban, but it's also, and this is why, following the footsteps of the Tchelis Mordechai, Rav Marta Gimpel, you see how to learn Ramban. And that is, you got to look at the Targum, you got to look at the Rashi, you got to look at the Ibn Ezra, you got to look at the Rambam. When you take a piece, take two pieces, and just learn it properly, not to daven it up, as I'm zokt. And you see that he would do it with his some letters, some would write to him, he would write to them. And fascinating, original, interesting piece of Torah come to light throughout this work. So the Mechon Eli Zayis, in this new edition, they got more material, so they publish it all, and they pull out in the front various klolim of Unkelis and Ramban that he says throughout the works based on his intense learning of Ramban throughout all these years. And they also put on the side a lot of time, you know, to like a nice thing on the side, what the piece is about. They put the whole pasuk in, making it easier for a reader. Now, in the introduction here, he goes after Shvel a little bit. I'm not, but he does say, "Loi ha'isa kavanasi lahaktin chashivas melachtoi ki rabahi ube'emes ani umestama rabim kamoini chayvim hakiloi toida shat yatsam adirasei loi lamadati nimukir ramban ba'ifin kavua el kechoytiv siach alei melach." Achasene v'achasene shadfusim amutzirim gruum ad lumoid hein b'chita cha'isiois v'chulu v'chulu. So he's already giving major akaris. He has aris on Shvel throughout the work. It's sharp, some of his aris, I said, and I'm not going into all different aspects of that, but okay. He has an interesting thing, which is, it's interesting that he said this in the 1980s, and it's beyond relevant today. He says he's not going to just like write ayin sham, ayin sham, ayin sham. Let's say he knows it's a tshuvas ham sefer. So he's usually going to try to write at L'chol Apachas a tamtzit, a summary of what it says there, because he knows people are lazy and people do not get up, especially to go look up a sefer. And if he says Ayin Sefer Pliny, it's worthless, because they ain't getting out of their seat to look in the sefer. And L'mashal, when people learn Rabbi Akiva Eiger and they see, he says, looking later on, they're even lazy to go turn the pages if it's a Tosis later on. So he says, I am going to make it easier. I'm going to at least give you a tamtzis, a bekitzer of the different things. Fun. I found that a fascinating thing that he's saying already then. Today, we're obviously, I would say, sadly, much, much worse. Okay. So so that's the first. So bekitzer fun. So interestingly enough, in the one of the people that they get a hagdama in this work is from Rabbi Yaakov Kappel Schwartz. Rabbi Yaakov Schwartz is one of the, I would say, one of the great authorities on the Ramban today. He's still alive. Wrote a lot, Yikov Ephraim, on the Ramban, and he says like this about this Rav Greenis. Achein, mi anoichi lahoy al ishval sifra. Ramosha zal hoye gadol ma'oid b'tayru b'chachma. Chazoy nadir b'dayrenu ish kezeh sheruach alikimboy. Harba tayra. The harba chachma. Lamalti mimenu zatzal, lamalti mimenu eich ledaik belashon azov shel Ramban, veich lahavin divrei kachoy, mimenu li pnai, mimenu li yosid, besvar v'beksava harab male hakatan, sham kanisi havana bechlal ubeprat Ramban. Sefer ze, moli berchas Hashem, moli becharifas ubekiyas, haflo v'fela. Kitzer, he learned a ton from him. This is what Yaakov Kafel, who's considered one of the experts on the Ramban, is saying about the Karen Pnei Moshe. So now, besides that, for me, the Karen Pnei Moshe sent me down the rabbit hole of the Tchelis Mordechai, but Bechlal, going through the Karen Pnei Moshe, it's an excellent sefer. And my advice is that sometimes it's very hard to sit and learn Ramban al Torah Keseder every week. So there's different methods. One method is pick a few. Another method is pick one or two and learn that very biyun. Look up the different sources in that particular piece. And to make it extra geschmack, pick taka, learn with a Karen Pnei Moshe. It's very, very geschmack. It's not about that the AI could sum up the Ramban for you. Who cares what the AI could do? You have to know Ramban. As the Chassam Sofer says, how important the Ramban is, and in all, it's pashut how much the Ramban is after you learn it, how incredible it is in Chumash and Havana of Torah and all different Yisoides Achai. Now, the only complaint that I really have about the Karen Pnei Moshe, the new edition, is that there's no mafteches of the topics that are found in this chibur. There's tons of interesting materials that come up in the thing, and you wouldn't be able to find it otherwise. Now, so But to be melametzchus, I would say, on Ma'al Isaias or the family, it costs a lot of money to make a mafteach today. So sometimes they sacrifice and they don't make a mafteach on the Sefer. They assume eventually it's going to be an Oitzach Chachma. I think the original editions are found on Hebrew books in Oitzach Chachma already. So if you're desperate to find a piece, you'll search on those different methods. You can find it, but still, it's usually better to have an index of topics. They do have a thorough index of the Svarim and the Gemaras that he talks about, so there is that. Fine. Now, just to mention very briefly some Nakudas over here found in the Sefer. So, Mechon Ali Zayis, a lot of times he quotes up a Sefer or something, they'll add a comment. So, just this is a comment towards the beginning, he tells too, caught my interest. He says, the Rabbi Sefer, it talks about Goin de Reinu, Moreno Rabban Kalar, Hevi Divrei Harambam Halolo Bachs Midrashaisav Vahaisif. This is a Rambam and Mi'ila where it talks about learning, looking at the Psukim and Chumash. A very important Rambam. And this is the starting point of Rabbi Aaron Cutler has a shmuz that he gave about this. So here, Reb Greenis in the Keren Pnei Moshe, one of the first pieces he tells you about it. Then he says, Harezek hilo meyres atayr lemadrigas v'sichloi v'asagasu v'ayeshcha itzalu chulun gadol mezu, giving musar. And then he goes on, ha'adam tzarech ladash, g'shem she'es katsiv l'kol ha'chushim. There's also with learning. Fun. Where is this published? So he writes, Rab Sefer Mida Kenega Mida Shuva Hadrasha Bishlei Musai. So a lot of times in the work, Mechon Ali Zayis, they'll throw in what's the story? What is Mida Kenega Mida? A quick search will show you that the Rav Bloch, a Talmud of Rav Aaron, transcribed this shmuz, and eventually was incorporated in Mishnah Rav Aaron Chelek Gimel. This is an incredible shmuz in how to learn Chumash. It's very, very negeya in debates. Arayoyim, it's kedai to learn every year or two to refresh, to hear how Rabbi Aaron Cutler writes up how one has to look at Chumash. Very, very hot topic in recent years, again and again. There's a lot to say about this. We're not going to go through it, but this is just that they should have been Mitzayin, where, you know, at least the Mishnah Sabaron or what the Midah Kenegamid that he's referring to. Now, just to, on this topic, what the background behind this Rabaron piece was an excellent piece from Professor J.J. Schechter about it, why Rabaron wrote it, and what it's going on. Okay, I'm more than happy to share this article from J.J. Schechter. Okay, another Ha'ara, in the Sefer, he has a discussion at one point. He talks about Rav Tzadik, and he says, and this is a known thing, just I trust him too, yet another person that says it. There's a famous kuntres of Rav Tzadik called Shvisas Shabbos. So he says that handles the Ramban a lot. He says, "Kedai lekol man deboy lehenis me asimcha hakrucha ba'aris and einayim shall tayr lulmay kulay," to learn this Rav Tzadik well. This kuntres. And Taka, it's a fascinating kuntres to see Rav Tzadik, who was not only Rav Tzadik of the Baal Machshava, he was a goyin olam and learning in Kamakayim Laharach. Now, over there, in the same piece, Rav Greenis says, "Kvar yisli reshimo shal ke'eser makayimis Ramban l'tayrish shechidush chidushe halacha iskeilu." He's mamish mechadish in Pashte, Mikra, different halachas, but he lost that list. But it's kiyadua. There is a lot of mamakayimis about that in the Ramban also. Another Maramakam is in that he says, just to point out, he says he's talking about Shuv Reisib Sefer Ber Yitzchak, and he says like this: Nifla Virava Kamus Biurim Amrash El Teira. It has Askama from Yosef Shaul, who also says it's great. And then he says, "Ukamacha Loira Yisi Chiba Kamayu Bebir Rashi El Teira VeChaval Shaloi Zochelam Kaimer Roiloi BeBeis Hamedrash Lefiar Kaimoi Nala." And he brings a piece from this work. Okay, another fascinating side idea in the Sefer. Another Nakuda to point to is Derech Agav, he's handling something, and then he brings down that he saw Kilos Yaitse Surya Raisi Shabashtei Makaimus Vitfila, they spread out their hands. One is by Paseach Hasidecha by Ashrei, and the second is, it was another time also. Okay. And he says, he asks Chachmei Akilo, and they don't know why. So he has a suggestion in this piece over here. But the truth is that I've written about this, and there are other Makairis about it, this minig. including in and how early back it goes. It could go back ready to the Sefer Medrash for his year. And part of it has to do with something else which relates to the Ramban, which actually the Karim Pnei Moshe himself has a very nice piece, which is the Ramban has some type of nekuda that is, you have to do, certain pu'ulas have to be done down here to pile ice upstairs, so to speak. This is a piece of Ramban that I actually mentioned a few different times in various episodes. And Greengrass over here in the Greenness over here in this work handles this Ramban in page 46. But this is a Yoduadik Ramban. It's used in many different things to explain various minhagim. I've traced this in various places also. He also has a fascinating discussion about the Ramban and Parshas Hazinu, which is also to say Parshas Hazinu, the chashivas of saying Parshas Hazinu. This, there is taka minig to say Parshas Hazinu often, and there's what's behind it, what's the whole chashivas of Parshas Hazinu. I recommend one to look at the incredible shmuzin of Rabbi Avigdor Nevenzahl Sichas of Yom Kippurim, where he talks about it. And throughout the work, there just are incredible pieces, besides the actual Torah done in a Geshmaka piece. At the end, he has a whole Geshmaka piece of Torah about Shnayim Mekavachal Targum and what he does with that and where he goes with it. Also very interesting. So to conclude, is like this. Number one is, it's obvious that I think that people, adults, I'm not talking about changing curriculums, but adults, should find time somewhere in their busy schedules. I know everyone has very, very busy schedules, but to learn a little bit of Ramban, a little bit goes a long way, and over a few years you can get far. Baruch Hashem, there are many different tools out there, Hebrew, English. You could do it a few Rambans, you could do even one or two. You could buy this Sefer, the Karim Pnei Moshe, and pick one or two that he goes through and it'll help you. That's one nekuda that I would like to bring out, and because Ramban, one of our greatest Rishonim, this is what's going to get the. It helps you get a deeper understanding of Chumash, and many Yesodei Hadas come out from doing this. And in general, I feel that I'm giving a general way overview of how to learn Ramban through the Tchelis Mordechai and through the Karim Pnei Moshe also. And I'd like to conclude just with a suggestion, although this is called Musings of a Book Collector, but it would be worthy for a proper edition to come. People are always looking to sponsor projects. And so I'm going to throw out their project that I feel is worthwhile. Different people have said it in certain ways, and this is just my tweak of the project is like this. There are numerous manuscripts of Ramban, so a proper edition of all the manuscripts has to come out. But then to explain what the chashivas of all the editions are, whether it's the Yosefus, what comes out from Ofer and Jacobs's work, Sabato's work, and others. But that's not the only story in the Ramban. Tons of different akudis, as Rav Shvel and Rav Eisenstadt were oimed on, and the various printings sometimes preserve a possible explanation in a Ramban and a Girsa. So that's one nekuda that has to be dealt with. But then the Rishonim, not only the Bali Kabbalah that we use in our generation now to have, you can go buy by Meister of Cook, but an encyclopedic work needs to be had, put together using, let's say, Rav Martha Gimple's Ha'aris and all the other Gedolei Acharonim is twofold. One is to have their Ha'aris similar to what already Mechon Yishlaim did in it with where it shows, what does he want with this Ramban and Emunah B'Tochen, let's say, how it plays out and how it helps. But more than that, let's say there's a Tshuva Chassam Sefer. So to have all the Tshuva Chassam Sefers, the Ramban and the Chassam Sefer was very, as we mentioned, he gave Shir on it, so it should be put in an organized manner, all the different Chassam Sefers and the Ramban. And numerous other Svarim that quote Ramban and handle with Ramban should be put all in an encyclopedic work. It obviously will be multiple volumes, and I think it's extremely important. This is one of the most fundamental works we have, Sai in understanding Chumash, Sai in Ashkafas Achayim. It's definitely a worthwhile project. And sadly, I would say, what the works that are out there do not accomplish this at all. I believe that all the works that are out there all contribute to helping understand the Ramban, but they all do not do this. L'mashal, Ois V'Hadar does not do this at all. Does it mean that if one looks at the Ois V'Hadar and uses the Ois V'Hadar, it's not helpful? It's very helpful, and the other editions are also very helpful, and it could be different editions might help one guy more than the other guy. I'm talking about a massive work of doing the whole thing, taking everything. It's interesting, I didn't even remember this, but the Pardes Yosef in the Shar says that what is he? He's handling Rashi and Ramban. It's an encyclopedia on Rashi and Ramban. So this is a necessity that halavai in our generation, people always looking for projects to fund. This would be a very, very worthy project. Instead of finding, you know, some Achron or some Rav who could have been very chashuv, Elta Zeda, or a your Elta Zeda's Rav in some farikta town that no one ever heard of, although I believe that that's very important, not to be mamayit, but the Ramban al Atayra is from one of the most, the Ramban was one of the greatest of our Rishayim. The work is one of the most fundamental works of Yiddishkeit Bechlal, is worthy to publish in such a format. And thank you for listening to Musings of a Book Collector, and sorry for boring you this long.